Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on alert, Tani, with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with his Economic Advisory Council members to further boost India's economic growth. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav emphasizes the importance of collective efforts to address employment challenges. Advisor Tovihoto Ayame describes POM Day as a historic milestone for both the POM community and Naga society. And Centre introduces standard pack sizes for edible oils to ensure uniformity and transparency. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting with members of the PM Economic Advisory Council, EAC. The Prime Minister and the EAC discussed various ideas and measures to further boost India's economic growth in times of global turmoil. Various reforms to improve ease of living and ease of doing business were also discussed. The members also gave their assessment of the impact of the West Asia conflict on India and the world. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav inaugurated the Kohima Job Fair 2026 at Don Bosco College, Kohima today. Addressing the gathering, the governor emphasized the importance of collective efforts to address employment challenges and create meaningful opportunities for youth of the state. He appreciated the participation of over 25 companies representing various sectors and the presence of over 500 job seekers, noting that the turnout reflected both the aspirations of Nagaland's youth and commitment of employers to support talent development and employment generation. Highlighting the employment scenario in the state, the governor noted that as of February 2026, Nagaland had 70,469 registered unemployed job seekers. He underscored the need for stronger collaboration among government agencies, educational institutions, industries, and social organizations to create sustainable pathways to employment and livelihoods. Encouraging the young job seekers to make the most of the opportunity, the governor urged them to remain confident, embrace learning, and be prepared to take on new challenges. Dimapur POM Union today organized the 74th POM Day commemorating 74 years of peace and harmony. The event was held under the theme Towards the Platinum, Peace, Beneficiaries and the Obligation. Speaking as a special guest, Advisor for Tribal Affairs and Election, Tovihoto Ayemi described POM Day as a milestone of historical significance not only for the POM community but for the entire Naga society. He commended the foresight of POM elders who united villages to end headhunting and establish lasting peace.
You have shown an example, a classic example of how a community coming together as one can create a peaceful environment where this message will be sent across the state and across the different regions and different tribes. And we acknowledge and we honor and we give thanks and we salute our elders with the visionary, with the wisdom that has come from God, has initiated to come together amongst the villages, amongst the people and the leaders.
Addressing as guest of honor, MLA from the 50th Assembly Constituency, Longleng, A. Pongshipom, highlighted the need for unity among the Nagas. Meanwhile, former Parliamentary Secretary P. Dakopom, in his POM Day message, presented a detailed historical account tracing the evolution of peace among the POM people. He highlighted the transformative impact of Christianity, role of government intervention, and collective resolve of POM leaders and village elders that culminated in the historic peace agreement of June 6, 1952. The day, he said, symbolizes the burial of past hostilities and commitment of the POM people to peaceful coexistence, loyalty and unity. Centre has introduced standard pack sizes for edible oils under the legal metrology framework, bringing greater transparency and uniformity to the marketplace. The Department of Consumer Affairs amended the standard operating procedure governing the determination of net quantity and standard pack sizes for edible oils and fats under the framework. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that under the revised rules, standard pack sizes have been prescribed for major edible oils including palm oil, palmolin, soya bean oil, sunflower oil, mustard oil, groundnut oil, sesame oil, rice bran oil, cottonseed oil, and corn oil. The approved pack sizes are 200 gram, 500 gram, 1 to 5 kilogram, 15 and 20 kilogram. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLA, in collaboration with High Court Bar Association, HCBA, Kohima, yesterday organized fruit tree plantation at the new High Court Complex, Mirema, in commemoration of World Environment Day. Leading the plantation drive, Member Secretary NSLA Nico Akami emphasized the importance of environmental stewardship and collective responsibility in addressing the challenges of climate change. Mr. Akami encouraged all participants not only to plant trees, but also to nurture and protect them so that they can grow into valuable assets for future generations. During the event, various fruit-bearing trees were planted in the vicinity of the new court complex. Over 40 members from HCBA and staff of legal services participated in the drive. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, Western Region, has directed all food business operators to immediately discontinue the use of newspapers for packing or serving food items, citing serious health risk. The advisory follows a recent incident in Mumbai involving the use of a newspaper to pack food by a vada pav vendor, after which the FSSAI and the Mumbai civic body, Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, took joint action. FSSAI warned that printing inks contain harmful chemicals including lead and other heavy metals which can contaminate food and pose long-term health risk. It also noted that newspapers are often exposed to unhygienic conditions, increasing the risk of foodborne diseases. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said that the youth are the true strength of the nation and the driving force behind the vision of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the My Bharat Youth Convention in New Delhi, Dr. Mandavia said that 65% of the country's population is below the age of 35, making India one of the youngest nations in the world. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is consistently working to channel the energy and potential of the youth towards nation building and the goal of transforming India into a developed nation.
Yuva hamari shakti hai. Yuva hamari aaj hai. युवा हमारी शान है, युवा हमारा जज्बा है, युवा हमारा संकल्प है और युवा ही देश की शक्ति है। और रेखा जी ने सही कहा, देश का 65 पॉपुलेशन बिलो 35 है, यानी कि देश युवा देश है। ये देश की युवा की शक्ति को विकसित भारत के राह पर ले जाने के लिए संयोजने का काम Narendra Modi ji ne kara hai.
And nominations for the Padma Awards 2027 will remain open till 31st of July. Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the nominations and recommendations for the Padma Awards, which started on 15th of March, will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The award is given for distinguished and exceptional achievements and service in all fields and disciplines such as art, literature and education, sports, medicine, social work, science and engineering, public affairs, civil service and trade and industry. The ministry said that the government is committed to transform Padma Awards into People's Padma. The ministry has requested citizens to make nominations and recommendations, including self-nomination. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with his Economic Advisory Council members to further boost India's economic growth. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav emphasizes importance of collective efforts to address employment challenges. Advisor Tovihoto Ayeme describes POM Day as a historic milestone for both the POM community and the Naga society. And Centre introduces standard pack sizes for edible oils to ensure uniformity and transparency. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.